Chris Connell has represented Ward 4 on the Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council for almost 8 years. As he sets his sights on a fifth term in this fall's municipal election, Connell faces challenger Mike Merriam, who criticized the incumbent in an interview with WAMC last week. Connell sat down with WAMC to tout his tenure and responded to claims that he deliberately refuses to work with others on the council.
I've gotten involved in not only handling the constituent issues, but also I've gotten involved with issues that affect the city, including Ward 4. I heavily promoted the tax lien sales, which have netted the city almost $3.5 million over the last two sales. I brought that to the city council before I was even a councilor. I've also worked on the airport study group, which after the completion of the group, the airport revenue is basically covering the expenses, which was always problematic before. I formed a wastewater study group 4 years ago to look at the possibility of either privatization or other avenues for our wastewater and water departments going forward. That information was given to our current mayor right at the beginning of her term, and it obviously wasn't considered, but we had a pretty good group on that, in the fact that we had three engineers. The fourth person was somebody who had done public-private partnerships all over the world, and then myself. So I've also some very long-term projects for the ward. It took me 7 long years to get 3 streets accepted because the developer was not completing them. And these homes are off William Street. They pay very high taxes, fairly new homes. There was so much. We had the stormwater problem at Mountain Drive. I pushed for that. That was $1 million project 4 years ago to get that done. We had a smaller one on Glory Drive 2 years ago that I got done. I've had sewer extensions on Dalton Divisional Road. I've increased the number of handicap spots for our downtown, North Street, a few on Elm, because every time we were doing road construction, we were eliminating handicapped spots. And as everyone knows, all right, our population is getting older, so, and there's more need for them, but there wasn't any extra spaces. Actually, they were losing them. And they were handicapped, or the disabled people were being told, well, you can park over at the McKay Street garage. Well, if you're disabled, or you have mobility issues, you're going to go that much further to North Street. That took me about 2 years to finally get that through, and we approved it. The council approved it last year, actually.
Over the last few years of the Tyer administration, you found yourself as part of a vocal minority who has often opposed Mayor Linda Tyer. Your opponent, Mike Merriam, has framed this as you being unwilling to be a team member to work with the city on some major projects. I wanted to hear your reaction to that.
I certainly don't believe that. Even during the prior administration, when former Mayor Bianchi was in office, there was many times that I didn't agree with what he was putting forward. And I'll give you a prime example. 5 years ago, we hired a consultant to look at the salaries of our department heads. And the mayor, Mayor Bianchi, and the consultant and the personnel director at that time came back and was going to present to the council almost a $600,000 increase in 1 year. So Councilor Mazzio, myself, she was the president and I was the vice president of the council at that time. We spent over 6 to 7 hours in 3 different meetings trying to convince them that we can't do it all at one time. We have to do it in stages, and we have to make sure that the increases going forward are based on performance and not on time served. So we finally convinced, it was the two of us against 3 of them, we convinced them to finally propose to the council an only $200,000 increase. So to say that it's just because during this administration that I have questioned things, that's not true. All right, I voted against the wastewater treatment plant. Why? Because I spent over a year, right, in that study group before it was even brought to the council to look at other options. I've been aware of this problem almost since the time I've been on the council. And that's why under the former administration, Mayor Bianchi let me form that study group. So I knew there was other options out there. I knew that what was being proposed, the wastewater treatment plant, was too high. And we had not considered the other options. We had not consulted with other firms. We were just going based on what the one consultant, all right, had proposed to us. But bear in mind, they get 10% of the price that they're quoting, right? So they have an incentive, which I don't think is very fair in order for them to be analyzing actually what it would cost to the city. I'm concerned with the taxpayers, all right? And everyone says, well, you know, Ward 4, you know, you have the more wealthy people. Well, I'm going to tell you, start walking the streets, right? And from one side of William Street to the other, it's a vast difference. You have a lot of still retired GE employees off of William Street. And I would say it's very fortunate that I've been able to walk during the day because I work for myself. And, you know, I find a lot of people at home. Why? Because they're retired. There are a lot of, there's a large number out there and in Ward 4. So these people are in fixed incomes. Anything I can do, right, to make the city more efficient helps reduce the burden off them.